Oh no, girl, wake up.
Stir yourself, girl, and behold my generosity.
What? Oh no. Fuck off. If you think you can bully me into doing your chores again, you're sorely mistaken. Leave me alone.
Shh. We must keep quiet. Mistress will be most displeased should she hear us, girl. Now wake up. Come, take a look at what I've laid by your side.
No, I'm sleeping. Fuck off.
Come, sit up, saucy wench, and gaze upon your prize.
Oh, a prize? Well, color me intrigued. Wait, if you're trying to trick me again, you can...
No tricks, girl. Come and look for yourself.
All right, then. Wait, what in the... What was it? Ruthie, by the devil's ale sow's tooth hole, whatever have you done?
So, girl, what do you think?
It's... Well, it's a man. Oh, if Mistress finds out you've brought an unwarranted specimen here... Oh...
Well, she's not going to find out, is she?
You're crazy if you think you're going to get away with this.
Quit your griping, brassy damsel. It does irk me so. You know, you don't have to be such a sapless milquetoast all your life.
How gracious of you. Be that as it may, I still think you'd better take him back to wherever it was that you found him, Ruthie.
Not so fast, foolish girlie. I'm not taking him anywhere before we have our fun.
Well, it's been a real blast so far.
Hold that sassy tongue. Prithee, wouldst thou heed? For it dawned on me, girl, that I was once just like you, merely a nameless apprentice to the Order of the Fairy Strumpet, so witless and so daft, and so very frustrated. Not even all that long ago, mind. And I felt a puzzling regret for not always treating you with kindness.
Hey, if you're trying to make a muggins out of yours truly again, I...
You don't give me much credit, do you, girl? I brought this man here so you might taste him, and that you might reap your pleasure from his virile manhood, that you might acquaint yourself with the pleasures of the flesh, my dear.
What now? Come again?
Yes, I speak truly, my girl. Quite a fine specimen he is, too, is he not?
Agreed. A fine specimen he is, I'll grant you. This gentleman may not possess magic such as we do, but he does carry a magic wand. So tell me, dear Ruthie, what's the catch?
Will you give it up, silly girl? No catch, I assure you. After all, even Cinderella got to go to the all-night acid house rave party.
I think you may have misplaced your funkin' wagnalls on that one, my dear. Oh, wait. You mean to tell me that I'm like Cinderella in this picture?
'Tis precisely so.
Meaning an unwashed and uneducated harlot?
Such insolence! To speak of our revered Cinderella so. Honestly, I wonder how it is you say the things you do, girl. Why, if Mistress heard tell of such parlance, she'd give you a jolly good spanking.
And I wondered too, till now.
Silence! Enough of this inconsequential rot, oh doltish girl. Are you going to have your filthy way, or shall I keep him all to myself?
All right. Bickering isn't going to get me off, I suppose. So what on earth are you planning to... Oh my god. I think he's awake.
Oh, crumbs.
What? Is that bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Close your eyes, mister. You're in a dream. Everything's cool. Hunky-dory.
Can't you just, I don't know, magic him back to sleep? Zap him with the whammy or something? I mean, we're supposed to be magic after all, no?
Oh, my unwise girl. It's as well for me to be shattering your illusions now rather than later.
I'd rather use my illusion, thank you very much.
There's only one thing for it. I'm going to have to draw the hypnoid card.
That's so unfair. Why don't I get a whatchamacallit card?
Listen to me, mister. If you'd be so kind, I'd like you to take a deep breath for me now. Draw it in deep, hold it there just a few seconds, then breathe on out. Good. Thank you, sir. Let's try it again. Breathe in, hold it, and release. Excellent. Carry on breathing just like that. That's good. Relaxing beautifully now.
What are you doing, Ruthie?
I'm playing the hypnoid card. What does it look like I'm doing? Now hold your impudent tongue. Oh, impish girl.
I I'm very confused.
Now, sir, I want you to imagine that you are in a cozy wee room. You're feeling so warm and comfortable, lying on a plush bed, your feet dangling off the edge from your knees on down. You can feel your feet just about touch the floor. The foggy mists of a deep, deep slumber roll about the banks of your listless form.
Well, that's hardly a stretch. He's in a cozy wee room, and just what in the suck of the sauce bottle are you on about?
Can you ever stop talking, wicked girl? You'll make a pig's ear out of my mumbo-jumbos. Fie on that cake hole. Anyway, what I'm doing is known as bamboozlement.
Whatever it is, it's never gonna work. Hey, mister. How's the mumbo-jumbo this evening? Are you bamboozled yet?
Just ignore the brat, sir, and feel yourself sinking into that lovely warm bed as you continue to breathe so deeply and easily, effortlessly sinking into a deep trance now, dissolving from the waking world, wistfully drifting into ours.
That's right, sir. Slip into that trance, and let's see what a pair of comely maidens such as us can do for a man like you. Feel yourself fade from your world. The more you fade from your world, the more you materialize in ours.
Deeper and deeper, sinking further and further, feeling so deeply relaxed. You're feeling really good now. So pleasantly relaxed.
Hilarious.
Oh, help me, will you? You've seen the mistress do it. What happens now?
Become aware of a staircase, sir. A staircase within the dim chambers of your waning mind.
A staircase? How fanciful.
Oh, but there's more. See, sir, this is no ordinary staircase. This is a particularly special magic staircase.
So delightfully whimsical, my dear. And what, pray tell, is so magic about your staircase?
This magic staircase does not lead downward, good sir. Rather, it leads up. Upward, striving to reach new heights of perfect, blissful pleasure.
Clever girl. Oh, I am amused.
Are you ready to journey with us, sir? Good.
10 easy steps is all that lies between us now. Begin ascending, sir, and allow your arousal to climb with you. You'll notice your feet become increasingly weighty each time you try to lift them. Let that weight just draw all your tension right out of you, out through the soles of your feet, and gone forevermore. Begin climbing the stairs now, and we'll be waiting for you thereupon. First step now. Very good. And the second. Wonderful. Numero tres. Relaxing and breathing easily.
Up you go, sir. We're every bit as excited as you to discover what lies above. Time to move on to the fourth step now. Feeling more and more relaxed. Each laden step you take, your feet getting heavier and heavier as you climb. You're feeling drowsy, sleepy, and so very good. Doesn't it feel fantastic to just hand all control over to us? Oh, sir, I know it does.
Five. Those heavy feet are making you feel so very sleepy. Allow yourself and all your cares to melt, all of them, melting and sinking all the way down through those lumbering, goofy hooves of yours, mister. Lovely, deep breaths and languid relaxation, dauntless and carefree. So sweet. And six.
7. How do you feel, sir? Oh, I know. I know you feel good. Ruthie and I intend to make you feel all the better. We're gonna make you feel so incredibly good. Believe me. Continue climbing, please, sir. Please. And your arousal climbs and your feet sink. So sleepy now. Such heavy feet. Can you lift them one more time for us, please? And 8. Oh, thank you, brave sir. You are doing very well.
So eager, good sir. Calm yourself. That's right. Keep breathing easily. 9. So nearly there. So close now. Do you have the strength to lift your foot just once more? And 10. And just like that, sir. You're totally and completely mesmerized. Shazam, just like that.
Oh, welcome, sir. We're delighted to have you with us. Notice how comfortable and relaxed you feel with us. That's all there is to it. Simply relax and sign your cock over to us for a little while. Let us make you really hard for us. Allow us to take care of you.
Oh, how we'd dearly love to take care of you, handsome stranger. May we? May we take extra special care of that amazing cock of yours, sir? Oh, please, please, may we serve your cock?
So wonderful, is it not? Already you're feeling incomparably good and so fucking hard. But we've barely even begun, dear sir. Ruthie has some special stuff she's going to slather all over your dick, if you don't mind.
It sounds good, does it not, my dear sir? Keep it nice and relaxed for me now as you allow me to prepare your cock, sir. As I administer special homemade liniment, it's designed to increase hardness and deepen arousal. I like the way you feel slipping through my hands, sir.
Ooh, that looks delightfully messy, Ruthie. My goodness. I see he's stiffening yet further. Please. May I have my cherry prepared thusly, m'lady?
And certainly, girl. This magical liniment also works to increase your resistance to our extra special persuasions. Sometimes we climax before we've completely lost ourselves in a whole world of indescribable pleasure. We'd love to take you so much further into deep, deep bliss, deeper than you ever thought possible. You will be overwhelmed sooner or later.
Go deeper for us. Breathe easy and sink deeper. The deeper you go, the more you surrender to us.
And the more you surrender to us, the more intensely we can make you feel what we describe. Tell me, girl, can you feel the enchanted goo's properties at work? Does it not warm and stimulate in a most pleasing and sweet way?
Oh, yes. Yes, my lady, it pleasures me so. I'm leaking with arousal. Oh my god. Oh, fuck.
Why, sir, such raging stiffness. Be careful not to lose your seed before so much as even entering your wanton meex. My dear, I had best unhand you before I bring your untimely downfall.
Oh, Ruthie, please, I must have him within me. I must have him at once, please.
Very well. Come now, enough dawdling, my dear girl. The time has come to mount this fine gentleman.
Yes, my lady. Pardon me, sir.
Very well, girl. Easy now, my sweet girl. Easy now, as I guide this heft unto thee. There's no rush, accept him slowly now.
Oh, yes, no. No rush. Oh, thank you. Thank you, my lady. Oh, he gads. He's so big. So, so very hard. Oh, sweet Ruthie. How does he please me so?
That's a good call.
Fuck.
So pleasurous. How I do have to gaze upon that pleasurous world in your handsome face,
yes.
Oh, I love to kiss and caress your ear so tenderly as you get fucked by that coquettish little slut.
Fuck your cock. Oh, fuck your cock.
Isn't she a good
girl? Oh, Ruthie, it's true. You certainly have a way of selecting the very finest of games. Ah, oh, by my lady. He's magnificent.
The girl is a whore, my good sir. Listen to me now, girl. You may have your orgasm upon his manhood, but his climax I claim exclusively for myself. Do you accept my terms, girl?
Oh, yes, Ruthie, thank you. Thank you, Ruthie. Anything, I don't care. I just want to come on his cock. I'm getting close, Ruthie. I just want to come, please.
And do you
please
understand me, good son? I implore you, please do not allow yourself to spill inside the girl. Please don't come inside that whore. Please don't come before you enjoy my voluptuous mouth. Oh, such pleasures I wish to give. I promise you such exquisite gratification. Hold your seat and let me be the one to draw it from you, please. I love suck on the hard cock. Can you fucking come in my nasty little mouth? Please, sir. Move yourself, girl.
Hey.
He's mine.
There's no need to be so rude.
He's all mine now.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Steady on, Ruthie. Or I'll be spewing into your cake-hole in no time. Why? That just looks wrong. So very naughty. Such a nasty cock jammed into that beautiful, innocent face. Oh, you're good at that, Ruthie. Wow. Very, very good. Those sweet lips will be the end of you, sir. Oh, she's gonna make you come. Oh, I try to hold back. Come on. She wants you to come in her pretty little mouth, sir. Release yourself from this room, sir. Come for her. Come on. Come for her. Yes. You have him now, Ruthie. Let go. It'll feel so good just to let her conquer you right now. You can't win this one. You won't last another 5 seconds. Put that to the test. I think so. 5, 4. Three. What do you say, sir? Wilt thou grant us thy seed? Don't you just want to fucking blow over a couple of crazy whores? That's right. Two. So ready to release for us. You'd better fucking come for us right now. Come. Come, dirty, dirty boy. Oh, yeah, that's it. Keep coming. Release everything now. Come. Yeah. Come. Mm. Come, that's it. Oh, good sir. You're such a gentleman.
How very fine. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Such a fine gift indeed. Mistress, we're so very sorry. Oh no, girl, we're in for it now.
You've been watching us this whole time, haven't you, mistress? Oh crap, Ruthie, you know she's really pissed when she doesn't speak.
And how, girl? Oh, crumbs. Come now, most honorable mistress. I'll accept full responsibility. I'll take my spanking like a good girl.
I won't hear of it, Ruthie. I want to be spanked, too. I mean, it's only right that I receive a proper spanking, too, my mistress. Mistress, where are you going?
I suspect we best follow her, my sweet girl. And for you, mister, a final farewell. Adieu, fond sir.
Fear not, my dear sir. For we shall come and find you again. Anon.
Now, Zinley. March, young lady.
Yes, yes, I'm coming. Good night, sir.
And as for you, good sir, don't expect to get out of this lightly either. As soon as we finish accepting our rightful punishment, I'll wager our mistress will be back for you. Rest and recover well. Oh, it's going to be a long night for you, sir. A very long night indeed.